Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Hi, I'm Lynn. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the Moving Forward with Hope Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Podcast. Today, we've got a deep subject to talk about. You may have seen the title already and chose to click on this episode. So, like the other episodes that if you've watched those, we go deep down into the rabbit hole. So tune in. Today, we're going to be talking about why the narcissist hates you, not dislikes you, literally hates you. And it's a hard concept to grasp at times. So stay with me as we go down this trail. So you might think it's absolutely insane for someone who you may have been in a relationship with, or maybe it's part of your family, maybe it's somebody in your close circle of friends, that they could possibly hate you. Again, not dislike, but hate you. So we're going to go through these reasons today in this episode. We're going to go down the rabbit trail and we're going to open the gates and we're going to talk and we're going to divulge about what is really going on in the head of the narcissist. And we're going to share and I'm going to talk about it today. Now, of course, the narcissist does not want you to know these things, and it comes out through their actions, which they will deny. It oozes from their being, but it can be hard to detect. So that's why we're going to talk about it. So first, the narcissist needs you for many things, and this is why they hate you. They are highly insecure individuals, and you provide a sense of value to them. Not only do you provide value to them, but they hate you because they need your attention and affection. They need your narcissistic supply. They need you to fill them up when they are feeling low. They use you for emotional regulation. They need someone to blame, someone to accuse, so they don't have to carry the weight of it all. They need someone to put down so they feel elevated. They need someone around them that has empathy and certain skills to which they want to use to their advantage. They need someone who is a bit naive to manipulation. They need someone who has a history of going along with the flow, who does not contest, but naturally will follow along and is not confrontational. The narcissist wants someone who will not figure out their mind games so they can keep on playing them, perfecting their skills, switching it up a bit at each opportunity. They need you to go along with them for the long haul, even be stuck in a relationship with them. They need you to lose your autonomy so you have no choice and have to stay so you can support them in various forms for the relationship. A narcissist hates that they need you for these things, which causes further resentment and contempt for you because they wish they had these skills and they wish they were self-sustaining. Now, on our website, we have a quiz. Am I with a narcissist? Head there, take the quiz. It's got 60 plus questions that you can go through to decipher if you are with a narcissist. In addition to that, as you know, there's about 125 different articles. Go and read, search in the toolbar, and it'll pull up a lot of different articles on a variety of different subjects, all related to narcissistic abuse, healing and recovery, grief and loss, being the scapegoat, being the golden child. It's quite a vast collection of articles, which we are adding to it every single week. The next reason why the narcissist hates you is because they are jealous and envious of you. Now, they may never admit it, but they have raging jealousy and envy toward you. And this is something they're absolutely going to hide. Now, why are they jealous of you? Because you are everything they are not, and you do it without effort. You genuinely care about other people. You have a desire to offer assistance when you can to others. You have a natural ability to empathize with others and their needs, even to the point where you may put others before yourself, right? And that's where boundaries come in, etc. But we're not going into boundaries on this episode. But a narcissist's mind thinks completely different than yours. They are all about themselves and how they can get more. They run on a deficit and hate that you are self-sustaining. And this is why they tear you down, because they cannot stand that you have the ability to stand on your own without the need for validation from other people. Your strength and your mental capacity was strong before you met them, and this was the one thing that drew you to them. And this is why your intuition and your gut is attacked subtly by force by the narcissist. Inch by inch, moment by moment, and with intent, they want to start to destroy your intuition from the inside. They want your intuition to lose its strength and start to deteriorate. They want you to go from trusting in yourself and your own life's wisdom to relying upon their perception on how you should think. Yes, this is absolutely brainwashing. They want you to slowly lose yourself as you allow them to start to control your mind, and they tell you what you should think. And that's gaslighting. I've got articles on top gaslighting phrases, how to respond to their gaslighting, and why they gaslight. Head to our website, movingforwardafterabuse.com, and watch, listen to those. You see, the narcissist has a facade. Everywhere they go, they're managing their reputation. They're managing how others perceive them. So they put on a smile at some places. They're charismatic. They tell jokes. They are the light of the party, right? But when you go home, it's a completely different story, right? So they have to hide who they are, and they have to manage who they are at all times. And when you're authentic, you don't have to manage it. And so they hate you because of your authentic nature, because you are who you say you are, and they are repulsed by it. They wish they could be this way, but they are absolutely not, and they never can be. And the more they learn about your genuine nature, the more their hatred grows. This is why being nice to a narcissist does not work. The narcissist hates you because you have resilience. You are absolutely hated because of it. I also have another article on our website, which I just published. It's 90 damaging effects from being in a relationship with a narcissist or having grown up in a narcissistic family environment. 90 effects. Some of them I'm just going to mention here now. I've got it split up into different categories. One being emotional and psychological effects, social and interpersonal effects, behavioral and cognitive effects, physical effects from being in a relationship with a narcissist, the financial ramifications, coping mechanisms that you pick up, and the coping effects after the relationship is over, how it affects family, spiritual, long-term effects, and then how to undo all this damage. But I couldn't believe it was 90. But head to our website, movingforwardafterabuse.com, and you can read the article yourself. Like and share, of course. This is Lynn, and this is another episode of the Moving Forward with Hope podcast. I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.